Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Football Without Hesitation. Looking at the Quakes, MLS. What is it? National Women's Soccer League today. Special episode. Well, that's just some hilarious ass shit. Anyway, a little sick, but I'll survive. I think I could pull through. Quakes have been off. When was the last time? Again, last game was that game in Columbus. 0-2 loss there. Terrible. Terrible, terrible. But since then, again, John Doyle is gone. They played Pachuca on Saturday, which is what, the 3rd? They played September 3rd. It was a cool, you know, chance for a lot of the young players that don't get some minutes, to get some minutes. Didn't go so well for the Quakes. And I mean, I don't know. What would you expect? It was a really Mickey Mouse team, you know, put together real hastily, trying to get some people some time. It's a friendly in the pretty much the stretch run of the MLS regular season here. You don't expect much from that game. I unfortunately was not able to go, but I did pass my ticket on to a buddy. Me and that dude, he had season tickets with me for 3 years. So it was a cool, I'm sorry, I'm fucking. The sickness. Get down with the sickness. But so he had tickets with me for 3 years, so he's a big soccer fan, Quakes fan as well. Took his daughter and all that, but he texts me while he's at the game and said as soon as the Quakes were down 2-0, the Ultras started chanting, "We don't give a fuck about this game." And I don't know. I wasn't there. But when he said that, I was like, there was. And it's crazy because they had moved. They moved the Imperio Sismico to the opposite end of the stadium by the bar, which I think was an interesting idea. My buddy said he liked it because as soon as you walk into the stadium, you see all the flags and all the madness. So it kind of gives a different vibe as you're walking in. And now there's noise coming from both sides of the stadium, kind of just creating, again, that fucking cacophony. Is that the term you use? That sounds like, you never get to use that word. Never get to use that word. So I'm going to assume that it was at that time right there. Yeah, I'm sticking with it. A cacophony. I don't know. I'm not here to fucking talk shit about the supporters or this and that. But, I mean, that's just rude. That's just rude, not only to the team, to the players, and to the sport itself. You got to grammar Nazi it up. I guess it'd be, you know. But I was thinking, when he said that, I was like, wait, when you're saying we don't give a fuck about this game, the game is the sport of soccer. The game is soccer. What you're watching is a match. So what they should have been saying is, we don't give a fuck about this match if they're upset. I mean, I'm assuming that's what they were saying. Because they're like, we're here, but we're not. I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't get the statement there. Other than literally, we don't give a fuck about this game. But I mean, about this game? Are you talking about soccer? Like, is that a second thing to is it, you know, the Ultras, the top, is that why they're there? I mean, I don't believe so. I mean, no, I mean, that's, I'm not talking shit. They're good fans. They're good supporters. That's just interesting. That was a weird chant selection, I thought, especially for a team, a champion in Mexico. So, you know, a team were kind of ambassadors to the American game. And I mean, I don't know if you're fucking Tommy Thompson over here, who's just fucking begging for fucking minutes, and you finally get on the pitch and you hear your fans chanting, "We don't give a fuck about this game." I mean, I don't know. They're not gonna try less. I mean, ultimately, what the fans say doesn't, you know, they don't give a fuck what's going on the stand. They're there to score goals and to win a game, but it can't feel good. It can't feel good. And I mean, I guess that's what you're going for. You're trying to kind of stir the pot. You know, the team's been pretty boring and bland. I mean, the president said himself they play a boring style of soccer at the moment. But taking it out like that on the players, that doesn't seem right. I mean, you could contact the front office directly. It's not a giant ass organization. You know, you could really fucking go, you know, during the week, go stand at the, go to the front office, go say you want to talk to somebody, you know, do it. I don't know. Just, essentially attacking the players on the pitch by yelling, that is not cool. Like the cussing and shit, like, I don't care. I don't care about, oh, they're cussing at a soccer fucking match. Go for it. You know, that doesn't bother me. I don't, but the message it sends, it just looks bad with an international guest at our stadium. And with the players on the pitch, they signed the four dudes from Sacramento. I mean, damn, imagine that. You come up from Sacramento all excited. Fuck yeah, I get to play in this game. I'm playing, you know, one of the best teams on this in the Americas. And your fans are chanting, "We don't give a fuck about this game." Your own fucking fans. Your fans at home. Like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not here to, I'm not anybody's grandma. I just thought it was interesting, an interesting way of showing support for the team. But anyway, like I mentioned, the Quakes are miraculously within striking distance of the playoffs. They're one game behind Portland at the moment, seventh place, 3 points behind, so just a win. Portland plays Real Salt Lake? Yeah, I think Portland plays Real Salt Lake on Saturday at home. They're really good at home. So the Quakes need to win. Quakes play Seattle. Silence the Sounders. What the fuck? What the fuck is all that? But anyway, yeah, and then that would you know, a win at home against Seattle would definitely put a 4 points. So you know, a win and a tie in between 7th and 8th place there. I mean, they could really, really crush their run. Seattle's been on a fucking tear. I mean, again, ever since the Lodeiro signing, man, it's crazy. Just one piece, man. One little piece just made everything else, like, just took the pressure off. You know, it's crazy. It's like, a trust bridge or something, you know? Where all the pieces connected make the whole piece strong. One fucking piece can like really fuck with the whole structure. It might not collapse, but it'd be in a very precarious position. And you put one fucking beam to bring it all together. That's crazy. But so anyway, the Quakes can end all that fucking romantic bullshit with a win at home. And They got Goitom. They got to score. They got to find a way. They got to find a way to win. I believe they can. I've been bitching about them limping into the playoffs all season, but hey, it's getting later into the season and they're still fucking that close. I don't give a fuck. I want to see them play. Like I said, ultimately, I want to see them play one more game, and you never know. You never fucking know. Which is fucking, that gets me to another point. And they just released the playoff schedule, and I was looking at it. The fucking championship is on December 10th. December fucking 10th is the championship, or the MLS final. That's fucking insane. The season starts in March. But I was like, what the fuck? They have 6.5 weeks of playoffs. 6.5 weeks. Why not add 7 games to the season? What are they playing now, 34? Or why not add 6 games? Why not play even 40 games? Get rid of the fucking playoffs. Because, I mean, dude, the playoffs on December 10th. Okay, let's say Orlando ends up playing Colorado in MLS, the MLS final. And the game is at Colorado. And it's fucking snowing. It's ridiculously cold or whatever. I mean, that's obviously already an advantage for Colorado. They'll be more used to playing in that. I mean, what is it? Do you say, tell Orlando, hey, come up a week early, get fucking used to it? But damn, I don't even think there's a week. What's the last? I don't know, before December 10th when's the, what is it, the semis? But yeah, that just seems weird to me. I'd rather that if Orlando does play Colorado at the end of the year, it'd be to be the fucking, the points champion, the overall champion, like the Supporters Shield champion. That should be the real fucking championship. Fuck a 6.5 week playoff system. Just add 6 fucking games to the season. Play 40 fucking games. Play 40 games. It would make the season that much more interesting. I mean, this is the whole American thing. Everybody has a chance. A little scrappy fucking dude can pick himself up from the bootstraps. The Quakes can fucking eke into the fucking playoffs and get a couple balls to bounce their way and become champs. I mean, I guess those are good stories to sell. But fuck, I mean, man, you're Dallas, you're leading the fucking league all year, and just because a fucking one game mistake, somebody fucking, Mauro Diaz eats some fucking bad tacos or some shit, can't play. Like, what the fuck? What are you going to do? You know? I mean, that sucks for the whole season to come down to that. I guess maybe, again, there's intrigue or drama. Whatever. I personally would rather see 6 more fucking games. Take another drink of this water because, man, so Forbes came out with a list of most valuable teams. And when I saw this, I was like, oh shit, the Quakes got their own stadium. Again, it was mostly privately funded. They're going to be worth some money. Turns out they were number 10, right in the middle. Right in the middle, according to Forbes. And honestly, these are cool numbers to look at and all this and that, but I think this is all bullshit. These are all projections and conjectures and fucking guesses, which is probably the same thing as conjecture. But yeah, and forecasts and all this other fucking business mumbo jumbo. That's all they do. They just pay some kid that just graduated from some business school to fucking run these numbers and take his best educated guess. They don't really mean shit. But it's pretty cool to see the Quakes right in the middle. According to them, they had an operating income of $3 million. What the fuck? Making money, son? The only team that's making a profit and worth less than the Quakes is the Union. Well, I had to check this out. So I had to check this. All right, the Quakes are right in the middle. So between them and the final 10 people, as 11 teams. So out of the bottom 11 teams in the league by value according to Forbes, where do the Quakes place right now in points? So there's 10 teams. Red Bulls, Fire, DC, Union, Dallas, Montreal, the Whitecaps, RSL, the Crew, and the Rapids are all worth less than the Quakes according to Forbes. But if they were all in their own conference, where would the Quakes stand? 8th fucking place. Out of the bottom 11 teams in value, the Quakes are 8th place in points. Are you fucking kidding me? Again, these numbers are all bullshit, but fuck. I don't know. I don't want to be all Stuart Little and like, oh, is it Stuart Little? It's not Stuart Little. That's a little mouse. Chicken Little. Stuart Little. I read too many books, man. But yeah, Chicken Little. I'm not saying the fucking sky's falling and all this shit. I don't know. The moves that the front office are making are looking... Ooh. I don't know if just getting rid of the GM is going to do it. Like I said, I'm pretty sure the new GM is going to bring in a new coaching staff. That might do it in itself. I mean, maybe the Quakes already have the pieces they need, and I'm sure they believe they have the pieces they need to win a championship. But sometimes when that same voice... You hear that same voice, that same coach, it just, your brain just shuts off. Your brain's just like, had enough. So maybe that's what's going on. Maybe bringing in a new coach with fresher ideas will motivate the squad, the current squad that they have now. And that's all for fucking next year, though. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, they went up a lot in value. And then, I mean, getting those deals, they got the stadium's named Avaya. That was a pretty fucking sweet deal. And then they named the bar. And then they opened the other seating by the bar that they're charging money for. And it's called like the Corona Cove or some shit. Yeah, the team's gonna continue to make money. People are gonna keep buying the gear. The Bay Area is a big fucking market. Even if they don't, their marketing team or their social media team or whatever, their reach isn't as big as we would like it to be. The Bay Area is such a, it's what, the fourth largest fucking media market? It's a huge area. So it doesn't take a lot. You know, you don't need the whole Bay Area behind this. Just a decent pocket, even just San Jose. San Jose is big enough. But man, you're in San Jose and you see you drive by a VTA train or some shit, and they got like Joe Pavelski and fucking Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau. Like, you just see those dudes everywhere, you know? Like, Patrick Marleau went to fucking Fogo de Chao at Santana Row. That dude would be swamped. That dude would be fucking swamped. Wando Lowski can go to fucking Fogo de Chao. Fucking Wando, the fucking biggest name on the Quakes, could go to Fogo and then just have a couple people recognize him. And that's in San Jose. I mean, maybe in Danville, he probably can't go nowhere in Danville. But, I mean, come on, the team's from San Jose. So anyway, yeah, the team's going to keep being worth, you know, the value's going to keep going up, and hopefully the team does something with that value and gives us the fucking product that we deserve. Ah, whatcha? So, hey, man, we deserve this, bro. We deserve this fucking product. But yeah, that was interesting. Again, it's all what these numbers are allegedly. It costs $200 million to get into the fucking league now, though. What the fuck? What's up with that? So to me, doesn't that make it each team worth $200 million if it costs $200 million to get in? I'm saving you some money if I already got a team. But yeah, Dallas is the one that stands out. Dallas, it's worth $150 million compared to the $180 million that they claim the Quakes are worth. But like I said earlier, Dallas is the best team in the league. It's crazy. It is fucking crazy. But anyway, there's room to grow, man. There's room to grow. This isn't like, oh shit, the market's getting saturated. Fuck no. Fuck no. We can do a lot more. There's still a lot more people out there that are going to get turned on this. I went to go get the fucking mic today at the fucking... at the place where we have our equipment. I go to grab the mic because I come do this show. People giving me shit. Oh, he's going to do a soccer show. He's going, oh, who talks about soccer? Talks about soccer. I fucking love soccer. Fucking love soccer. And again, and if the Quakes can put together a fucking some winning seasons, I think the whole area here would join in support. And somebody that's not joining in support, man. Okay, before I come on here, I was on the MLS subreddit. Making sure there's no fucking breaking news. Messi signed the Galaxy or some shit. but no, there's big news out of the National Women's Soccer League. Not too many splashes going on very often out there. I don't know why. The soccer is so high level, so competitive. I love it. It's fucking soccer, man. I don't know why people talk shit about women's soccer. I fucking love it. They don't fucking bitch around like the guys sometimes rolling around. But anyway, the Washington Spirit, we're going to play the Seattle Reign, who might have one of the coolest names in American sports. Seattle Reign? How fucking sick is that? And it's not Seattle Reign like raindrops keep falling on my head. I don't know why I went there. But I did. But it's Seattle Reign, like we're fucking kings and we reign over this kingdom. But then the fucking rain with the fucking metaphor with the Northwest Rain. I don't know. Fucking love the name. A+ naming, Seattle Reign. I don't compliment that town enough, but I love the Seattle Reign. And they're playing the Washington Spirit. What spirit? I don't know. Maybe they're known for ghosts in Washington. I don't know. But anyway, one of the players, Megan Rapinoe, for the Seattle Reign. I don't know how it came out. I don't know. Did she fucking tweet it or some shit? This was, I was tripping out about this part of the story. She said, "Oh, I'm gonna take a knee during the national anthem." By now, everybody knows the whole Kaepernick deal and, you know, taking a knee during the national anthem because, you know, as a protest for how black people are treated in this country. You know, whatever. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I don't give a fuck. Dude, ultimately, you're just taking a knee or standing or sitting. Really? Really? You're going to fucking hurt the country? The fucking troops? Out in fucking, my sister out there in Guam is gonna cry because I didn't fucking stand up when Joe Schmo did the national anthem before the Giants game. I don't know. I don't think that's gonna be the downfall of our country. But whatever. everybody's up and I'm like, man, this thing is echoing. This is like, this is going to be my final episode in this old building. If you've listened to this show before, I record it in my office at work, and we're moving. We're moving into a building twice the size of this one. It's going to be fucking awesome. Whatever, everything's gone. I just, my desk and computer's here. So this thing is echoing like a motherfucker. So anyway, speaking of that, my lighter here. I got my lighter, and it's a fucking, it's a big American flag. It's American flag wrapped all around the lighter, and along the front of it, it's got a fucking bald eagle, like in full, claws down, wings back. It's about to get a salmon out of the river. So you can't doubt my patriotism. I break federal laws with fucking flags and eagles and shit. But anyway, whatever the fuck you think of the protest, I think it's fucking silly. So anyway, the owner of the Washington Spirit, Bill Lynch, was like, what? If you take a knee during the national anthem, the fucking Russians are going to invade and they're going to be butt fucking us in a month. So he was like, I got to prevent this shit for the fucking good of the country. I got to fucking, you know, I got to James Bond this shit. So he decided we're going to do the national anthem while the teams are in the locker room. That way, it doesn't matter what the fuck they're doing. We don't have to see them, so our feelings don't get hurt, and America survives another day. It's a very, I don't know, it's a simple thought process, but I think it's fucking hilarious. And how, in this day and age, how you think that the whole world is going to support you is fucking dumb. How? I don't know. Social media is not that hard. I mean, it's difficult to do well. Don't get me wrong. I'm over here talking shit with my 60 fucking subscribers at Baldini10. Follow me on Twitter. So it's not the easiest fucking thing in the world, but it's not hard to do something that's like, this might not come out the way I think. There's a fucking name for it. Fucking Streisand effect. And that shit's from like the 90s. That's like from the late 90s. That's back then when people thought the internet was going to fucking take over the world and we were going to be all robots connected to fucking computers right now. That's a lot of fucking people thought that in the fucking 90s when the internet was new. People thought, holy shit, this thing's going to control our lives. And we had no fucking idea. We were so wrong about it. But it does control our life. But, oh my God, I thought it was so fucking stupid when I was reading this. They released like a fucking 8-paragraph essay of why they were going to do. What the fuck? Are you fucking serious? Just do it. Just do it. Play during the fucking locker room. People can be, what the fuck happened? Hey, play the game. Fucking 90 minutes. Get the fuck out of here. There's lightning. But they fucking release a fucking essay of supporting the troops. And I know people that have died and all. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. I mean, dude, how many was it? 500,000 fucking troops, 300,000 troops were fucking injured during the war. I mean, we only 15,000, like about 15,000 died. I mean, 15,000, there's 50 fucking states. That's a lot. But yeah, we had hundreds of thousands injured. Everybody knows somebody that was injured in the fucking war, man. We're America. If you don't know anybody injured in a war, you're a fucking suspect, dude. You're a fucking suspect, and I bet you're on a list somewhere. When you go to airports, I bet that's how they do the random screening. Hey, this person right here, no connection to anybody injured in a war. Suspect. but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The whole press release essay thing was stupid. The getting all bent out of shape because of how people's bodies are, when what shape people's bodies are during a certain song, is fucking stupid. I mean, unless it's bad dancing. If she was doing like the Cabbage Patch while during the national anthem, that might be like, ah, oh, come on. Unless she was doing it well. But I thought that was fucking stupid and hilarious. That's that. This is where you choose to make your fucking stance. This is it. No, America, America will fucking perish if you don't fucking stand. What if you got a knee bent? How's your posture? What's the most unpatriotic posture? Taking a knee apparently is a no-go. Sitting, even worse. People are in wheelchairs. Well, what's up with people? Weird. They get a pass? They get a patriotic pass? Are there any terrorists in wheelchairs? Because they might get a pass in places. Hey, man, we better check this. Now I see why the fucking airport people are so fucked up to people. That's why they check them so crazy on the people that are in wheelchairs. Oh, see TSA. Fucking Kimosabe over here. They knew better than us. But anyway, none of that has anything to do with MLS or soccer or the earthquakes. But it was fun for me to talk about. The quakes are back in 2 days now. Yeah, baby. I need something. So obviously, I need something to talk about. But anyway, thanks again for listening. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Stitcher. Subscribe on wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, you can follow my Twitter at Baldini10. I'm not as active as I should be, but hey, sometimes I deliver some good tidbits. I don't know. Sometimes I take good pictures every once in a while. Come say hi to me. I'm usually at the Beer of the World's standing section at Quakes games. If you look at me, I got my picture on Twitter. I got the big hair. I have my scarf on always. Yeah, come over, say hi, and fucking let's see if what the hell we can't do to keep this team moving fucking forward. Let's fucking do it. Catch y'all next week.